It's the Michael Mara Show.
I'm a pretty normal guy. I do one weird thing. I like to go in the women's room for number two. I've been caught several times, and I have paid dearly.
I like this. Who is this?
This is Paul Davis, I think. Old, 65 love affair?
Old Paul Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Little gay. The old Paul Davis. Little gay.
Yeah, but it's one of the few songs from the era that wasn't horribly overplayed.
Wop, titty wop, titty wop, too. We're going to get a manicure, too.
It's pop music.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow, gentlemen, I don't know if you're aware of this. Mm-hmm. It happens to be Friday.
What? What's that?
Yeah, BYOB Friday, actually. Okay. We will welcome adult film star Carmen Hart. She will be in studio with us, and because she's going to be in studio, I have to share this with you.
Please do.
Fantasy's 60 Girl Night, gentlemen.
60 girls?
Tonight from 5 until 2 a.m.
Girls, 60 girls.
It's been upgraded. Did you hear about that?
I have not.
Now it's 65 girls.
Oh, what? Yes, I got the email.
An event that only happens twice a year. Along with the upgrade, adult film star Carmen Hart will perform, and she will guest host.
Yeah.
Fantasies. That worked out well.
Very nice, Mike.
Fantasies in Baltimore. Info and directions at fantasiesnightclub.com. Carmen will join us in studio tomorrow afternoon,
nice,
along with comedian Brian Posen.
Yes.
He'll be in studio. Brian will be performing at the Arlington Cinema Draft House tomorrow and Saturday. And we'll also have our movie guy, Joe McLeod, to talk all about the latest
films. I did mean
films.
To tell you, Mike, I got the email and you're confirmed. You're on the guest list for the 60-girl night.
Ah, looking forward to
that.
So
if I could get a ride with you.
Yeah, we'll get to, speaking of ride, I want to talk to you about something coming up. I'm jumping ahead, which Beth Ann hates me to do.
Okay.
But
should I block the door? Is she about to come running in here?
She's going
to
say, don't do that. We haven't even done that. We're planning a motorcycle extravaganza for the fall. And one of the things that Buzz and I were chatting about was, you know, the route and where we're going to go. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's for a wonderful charity. And we'll give you details when the details are appropriate. But one of the things that came up, I said the fall, Beth Ann.
And she added in October.
It's in October.
I think to underscore, it's distance away.
Yeah, I know.
It's in October. It's hard to tell you're kidding,
but
you take that tone of voice.
I get a lot of meetings and a lot of plans for things going on in the future, and this radio station is highly promotionally oriented. So
yes.
You've got a, and not orientated.
Right. No, that's correct. I'm glad you pointed that out.
I was told by a professor at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, that orientated is not a word.
Common mistake.
Was that Professor Bill O'Reilly?
No,
at Marist College?
I forgot what his name was. Bill was actually a Marist brother. He was one of the monks that was there when I was there.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
So he doesn't do that anymore.
He actually was in charge of corporal punishment.
Of course he was.
But we were talking about this motorcycle event, and I just want to get this out of the way. So if it is a negative answer, I can continue to pressure you and work on you. Would you be willing to to ride in a sidecar?
Oh, in a sidecar?
In a sidecar.
If
yeah.
I
What
am,
did you think I was going to ask you? You started to say no.
Well, to get me on a motorcycle again. I'm damn lucky to have my life after the last time you put me on a motorcycle.
Yeah, because it's kind of like
sports. And it was so clever the way you did it last time. Oh, Rob, look, here's a helmet, and look, here's a motorcycle. Now get on.
Well, you had two guys on either side of you, so it was cool.
Yeah, for a while until I went zooming towards Main Street.
You know, Joe Ardinger and I have these lovely chats outside. And,
oh, so I have Joe to thank.
Well, no, I think I might have said sidecar. If we can get you in a sidecar.
Uh-huh.
But then what Joe said was if we get you in a sidecar, you'll have to wear the white scarf and the big aviator goggles.
And speak with a British accent.
What have I ever done to Joe?
Yeah. If Joe has an ally on this show, tis I.
We thought it was a kitschy performance opportunity for
kitschy.
You.
That's good.
Are we sure we want him
at the barbershop?
I'm working on him because he doesn't ride as much as I do. In fact, he doesn't ride at all anymore.
He sold his motorcycle.
You've got to start practicing.
I know. Well, I guess that's going to require a motorcycle.
It's going to be there it is. Can I count on you?
Can the grooming lounge get him a motorcycle?
Can I count on you to help out and ride in this motorcycle?
If I can get some riding time between now and then, I have no motorcycle.
Then you have no intention of investing in a motorcycle, right?
I'm not just going to run out and buy one right now, no.
So that means you're not interested, right?
Well, no, that doesn't mean that at all.
I mean, we had those wonderful people that taught us how to ride. You got your motorcycle license, and you're just not as into it as I am, right?
I enjoyed it immensely, and I would like to do it again.
You would?
I would.
So what you're saying to me is that we have to figure out how to get you some wheels.
Yeah, even if
not just for the poker run itself, but for you to ride in practice.
Yeah, or even if it's just temporary. Either way, I need
Send Buzz a $20,000 motorcycle to help him practice.
$15,000 would be fine.
I can't practice on a bicycle.
What kind of motorcycle would you like to practice on?
What do you call the soft tail?
Oh,
I think a soft tail.
A 1932.
That's a heavy bike. That's a very heavy bike.
I think. Well, maybe I'm not referring to the right bike then.
Carla has a soft tail that she doesn't ride
very often.
Well, no, she does.
You're talking about the motorcycle.
Hi, baby.
I'll see what I can do. I'll do it. To have you in the ride, I think it's important. And would you be willing, Mr. Spiewak, to ride in a sidecar?
Of course. Now, I think
and
the last
And you would wear
time,
the big, long white scarf.
Let's take this one step at a time.
If you wear the white scarf,
the last time
gets
we discussed
wrapped
a
around
sidecar,
the spokes.
The last time we discussed a sidecar, we all agreed that I wouldn't fit. However,
by the time
October rolls around, if we can get us, and I want to try it out before the day of the, I want to try and sit in it and make sure that I can fit.
You know, wait a minute. I think that sidecars for motorcycles are designed for fat people. I really think there's not a big weight issue with those.
Well,
I think
I'll bring a friend.
They're made very sturdily, and even if you're not, you know, you haven't achieved all of your weight loss goals.
Why are you laughing?
Because just like you know, it's October. You never know what's going to happen between
and
now
we all
and
know
October.
What that means.
You might go mad in a burger joint.
Okay,
or something.
Okay. Yes. You know? I will, if I can fit in the sidecar, I will do this. I will wear a helmet with the open face.
Okay,
I will
here's
wear
a
goggles
question.
And a long flowing scarf.
This is a question to our listening audience.
And a leather jacket.
Call us 877-365-3636.
Who's driving the motorcycle that I'm in?
We'll figure it out. That's not important. I want to know, what are the specs on a sidecar? No, I will not have Buzz ride. And I will not ride it. I don't want to be burdened with that.
You know who would be good?
I want you to be kind of like, and if you...
Beth Ann drive a motorcycle?
I was wondering if it would stabilize my motorcycle to have a sidecar.
I'm afraid
it.
If I got in Buzz's sidecar, the thing would flip.
That's an interesting question.
It is.
Actually
it?
Might work like
make
a,
it easier?
A tricycle or something.
Rob
like
can
that.
Be my training wheels.
That could be fun. It might stabilize his motorcycle.
And you know, he wouldn't.
You two could ride together.
That you know, and if we live to tell about it, it would be a blast.
I am very curious. I am very curious to know what the specs would be for a motorcycle and how much weight, what the capacity would be, and how dangerous it would be. I mean, what I would picture like right now, for example, if there was a motorcycle that you were riding and Rob was in the sidecar. I would picture your two wheels up in the air right now.
And the sidecar is still firmly planted.
Just on the
sadly,
ground.
Mike, 3 points to find a plane.
I cannot flip
the motorcycle.
It would be a lot of fun.
I would absolutely do that. I don't have a long scarf, so I'll need a long scarf, but I'll wear it.
I'll lend you one.
All right, so you're a yes for that?
Of
if we can arrange that,
yeah.
It's a sidecar with and maybe Buzz riding the motorcycle, and that'll be nice and stable.
Yeah.
Then it'll be like a tricycle with you.
That sounds great.
I'll pack a cooler.
I'm working with two queens.
No one will be injured.
Yeah, you know what? Me too.
Hey, so am I.
Hey, I got 5,600 miles on my hog, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
You going to have that hog up in Broadway this weekend?
I'm taking my kids to New York. What are you talking about?
I know.
There's nothing gay about it. I'm going to see Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be a magnificent time on the boards.
All right, here's something else I want to do. This is spur of the moment, but I want to do this for tomorrow.
All right.
Now, we're going to have Brian Posen. We're going to have the porn star in. We're going to have Big Owen Dukes. My buddies Big Owen Dukes are coming in for BYOB.
Hope we can tell our guests apart.
I have said this for a long time, but also I'm going to open this up right now. I will allow one listener to join us tomorrow for BYOB Friday.
Really?
Wow.
I have no criteria. I'm just speaking out loud right now. I can hear Beth Ann going, no, he didn't say we have release forms. Beth Ann, is this doable if I want to have a listener participate?
It's a fair question, Mike.
And if it is, how about this?
What?
How about they have to sell us on them, but only in a brief amount of time. It can't be a long, drawn-out piece. They just have to. It may be in one or two sentences.
It might be subjective on the phones all day today.
I might
pick up a telephone and just decide, hey, you know, you're a cool guy. You can come in and or a cool girl, and you can be on BYOB Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've been waiting a long time. I think it's only fair with these fabulous Friday shows that we have one listener come by and participate.
It's about time.
And then by holiday time, you know, when our livers are all exploded, you know, we might eventually bring a whole family in here on a Friday. We might bring, you know, an extended...
The O'Malley's?
Extended relatives. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. We've got Curtis from Iowa City who's calling about the sidecar. Curtis, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Come on in, Beth Ann.
Oh, she's giving you that
look. Come on in
hey,
with that
Meredith.
Look. Curtis, what can we do for you?
I'm not sure Rob's size, but I've been to a fair amount of Harley events in my lifetime, and I've seen some ungodly fat women in a sidecar.
Exactly. That's, I was thinking the same thing.
Be okay.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
By the time this rolls around, I should be the size of an ungodly fat woman.
I think that'll be perfect.
If I stay on the diet, I think it'll be great.
I think you're already in sidecar range right now with the 30 pounds that you've lost.
Yeah, that was my target.
All right, very good. To ride in the sidecar.
That's what I told the lady at Physicians Weight Loss. I want to fit in a sidecar.
I was just thinking, Bethann, about
I heard.
A listener. Is that legally doable?
No.
Why?
You can't.
Why not?
You can't.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why?
You can have the sidecar. You can have your massage. Uh-huh. You can have your grooming. But you can't have a listener.
And a listener can't come in and participate with us.
No.
That's Bethann McBride.
I'm sorry, I know.
The final word.
All right, that's it. All right, that's the final word.
I'm sure there are
legal restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that what it is? Yeah. What if they were to come in and not drink?
Wow, that's quiet, isn't it?
You would invite them
game
in to come.
Game, set, and match O'Mara. Just put it right back into your court. No, I don't want to bring them in. Okay. They can't have a cocktail.
We could give them soda.
But it might be a really nice idea. I like it when you just flee. Come in with your negative information and then just flee.
I come in with my accurate information. I'm sorry.
I just think
sometimes I have to be the bearer of bad news.
What if they just dropped by?
They can drop by. They cannot drink.
What if they had something and then dropped by?
She's putting her hand up. She's saying, talk to the hand of Rob Spiewak.
We would discourage that.
All right. She doesn't care for that.
I'll talk to you in the break. I'll talk to you in the break, Ms. McBride.
Sure.
He will, too.
Right,
she hates when I talk.
I know she does. Long-term hatred. That's what that is.
You see, and I think
have a good show.
I think nothing but good about her, and what do I get? She holds a hand up to me.
It's really, I think, underlying sexual tension. I think that's exactly what it is.
Room for two in the sidecar. Come sit on my lap and grind.
Time to get our very first buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the man, the legend, the man who does not color his hair. Here he is, Buzz Burbank. And if you have any information on those sidecars, please, we'll take that right now.
That's right. In fact, you could even write us at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Yeah, that'd be very nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The National Enquirer is like a terrier. It gets its teeth into a story, and it doesn't let go until the target cries uncle.
You're going to talk about Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
Someone came up to me the other day and said, where's that story gone? Where has it been? So give us an update.
There's only one news outlet in America that's watching this story, and that's the National Enquirer.
Well, okay. Two counting you.
Well, that's true.
Hey, I'm in that boat, too, because we had the guy on the show, the reporter.
Yeah, Johnny Butterscotch.
And I really thought that this story would have some legs, and you can't find it anywhere.
I still say wait and see. I think it's gonna come to pass.
Right. Well, it began, of course, with the Enquirer's assertion that John Edwards has a mistress and a love child. Now, more than a week after getting trapped in a hotel bathroom by Enquirer reporters and photographers, Edwards still hasn't addressed this beyond a denial from his people. And the alleged mistress hasn't said much except a brief denial of her own. So now the Enquirer is turning up the heat by reporting that someone's been paying $15,000 a month to Riel Hunter to keep quiet.
That's the mom.
That someone, allegedly a wealthy friend of Edwards, has also reportedly paid former Edwards aide Andrew Young to stick to his story that he's the baby's daddy.
Well, this can be explained by DNA testing, correct?
You just have to get everybody to show up for the test.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy to do unless you're talking about criminal stuff. It probably could go away completely.
Mm-hmm.
So now you had mentioned we had the guy on last week at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. He indicated that the Enquirer had they'd missed the deadline to get into print for Friday. It comes out on Friday, does it not?
Mm-hmm. That's their big story. And the story they're working on now are these payoffs or alleged payoffs.
Will we have the pictures of John Edwards in tomorrow's Enquirer?
Tomorrow's the day for the deer in the headlights pictures of John Edwards.
I would just assume then that you will, if you're going to have it picked up by major news outlets, you might have that happen tomorrow. We're just going to have to wait and see because I'm confused by this.
Is there a difference if the Enquirer reports it online or actually puts it, you know, on paper?
Not really.
Whether or not like an NBC or a CNN would pick it up?
I would think there isn't a difference, but the fact is you haven't gotten the CBS's, the ABC's, the NBC's covering this story at all. I mean, there's not a breath of it. And, you know, in an incredibly slow
it's horrible
news cycle like there is this time of year when you know when nothing major hits, I would think they would have picked it up, but we're not hearing anything about it.
It just seems to me that if they didn't have anything to hide, they would have already done their DNA tests.
I would think so, but
and just put it to bed. Or is that giving too much credence to it?
No, if it's not hitting wide, if it's not going to be in the major media, you're probably, why do it? Why give them the fodder? I mean, because then you're looking guilty even to have the test.
Which is why the Enquirer keeps picking away at this in hopes that it will find the corroboration that the mainstream media feels it needs to go with this story.
All right,
if they had done the DNA last week, then the second part part doesn't happen, though.
What I think we should do is see what happens with the fallout from the actual publication of these pictures and see if this thing goes wide next week. If it doesn't, I wouldn't mind talking to one of those reporters at the Inquirer again to see what's going on, because I'm very curious about this, even though he is not the main guy. And obviously, the people that are handling Barack Obama's campaign are looking at this, so I don't think you're going to see John Edwards on any kind of ticket or in the administration.
You don't think he's going to win elected. The Veep stakes?
The Veep stakes. I don't think that's going to happen. We'll keep our eyes on it and find out what's happening, and get me a nice juicy story about a Republican, too.
And not to be outdone.
Oh, we got one in Ted Stevens.
Ted Stevens. Yeah. By the way, he says he's innocent.
I know he does.
Not to be outdone, the less reliable tabloid known as The Globe is reporting that a frantic search is underway to see if Barack Obama also has a secret love child. Now, break down the words in that sentence. They're reporting that a frantic search is underway. They're not reporting that anything has been found.
Okay. Or that there's any evidence that would indicate that's happening.
None whatsoever, but they feel left out, and so they had to do something to follow the Inquirer, I guess.
What is astonishing to me about this, you think of American politics today, that on even the state representative level or state senate level, that they vet these guys. And they do now, and especially if you're going to run for national office. Yes. If you were going to run for the Senate or the United States Congress, you would think that a guy like John Edwards, with some pretty bitter campaigns that he's been involved
absolutely.
In, you would have had something like this surface, but it seems like when they get to this level, that's when you get something like this breaking.
And like the Inquirer, nobody's going to say that unless they can document it.
Right.
Nobody outside of Edwards and this woman could even document it.
Wow.
They have the DNA.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Do you really get, I get the gut that it ain't over. I think we're going to see this break.
I feel two ways about this story. Number one, just on the way the facts were presented by Alan Butterfield on this show, I think there's credibility there.
Sure.
I mean, they staked the guy out and found him, and then he ran into a bathroom, and that's been corroborated by a couple of people.
Right.
It seems to me the story's legit. I'm very, very surprised that they're staying away from this on the national media level. I don't get it, and that's why it makes me even more curious about it, because I'm like, yeah, everybody goes, hey, you know, there was a day when you'd say National Enquirer and everybody would cry BS.
Sure.
Right? So they got sued a million times, and now they got to check their facts a little bit.
Those days are over, and in spite of that, the Enquirer is pushing all its chips to the center of the table.
All right, well, stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. We'll follow this as closely as we can.
There are disturbing things to report, meanwhile, about our interest in sex as a nation. A new survey has 84% of couples saying that sex is a chore.
That's
sad,
right?
You
look incredulous.
84% of us think sex is a chore?
50% in my marriage would say it.
I think when you're with somebody for any length of time, you look, I'm a big believer in the male way of looking at things, which was kind of indicated by Kurt Russell when he was talking about Goldie Hawn. He was talking about the male animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the run down the, you know, let's not run down the mountain. Let's walk down and do them all.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that factor. Then you've got the factor that I think exists in women as well, where women are, you know, I mean, they feel the same way I think that guys do, that, you know, when you're with somebody at a certain point, the luster goes out of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You have to work hard to make it happen a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But am I blown away by this? No, not necessarily. We had a discussion with Big O and Dukes a couple of weeks ago about this.
I don't know.
About libido and all that.
Yeah,
we've argued about it.
But
you
chore,
know?
That's an indicative word of harsh.
Right, let me give you just my interpretation.
I would have to say it's never a chore.
No, listen, the interpretation would be, you know, oh boy, you know, you don't even look at me that way anymore. You know, you don't do that. And you say, okay, well, how about now? And when it's not spontaneous and it's not, you know, it's not a chore. But they might say, hey, I'm doing this to please my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the man might say, I'm doing it to please my partner. The woman might say, I'm doing it to please my partner. And in that case, you know, you're doing it for somebody else. You might not be completely in the mood. So maybe that does fall into that chore category. But read on before you keep staring those eyes at me, both of you humps.
You're breaking our hearts.
I'm being honest.
About one in four of us also report we get distracted during sex by something we see or hear on the TV that's still on. 26% of women say they get distracted during sex by TV.
You don't?
I don't have the damn TV on when I'm making love.
I've had the TV on when I've made love before.
I mean,
I usually try to go for the remote and turn the mute on,
but
I've got the TV on, and if the sound is on, I mean, automatically you get distracted by something.
Yeah, I would make an effort to turn it off in most cases. Unless,
I know you would.
Unless,
I know you're good. I know you're Jesus when it comes to sex, but I'm saying the average person, all I'm saying is that I understand what you're saying in this report. I think it's legit. Help me out,
Mike.
No, I'm
help
on, Buzz,
me out
I'm
just
on
a little
Buzz's
bit.
Side. I'm afraid so.
You wouldn't get distracted if you were doing the dirty deed and something was on the TV.
I make every effort to turn it off. I can think of maybe
I know
one
you make
two,
every effort to turn it off.
I can think
off.
Of maybe one or two times, but when you're in the thick of it, no.
It's conceivable. Yeah, I mean, it's conceivable if it's on that you might momentarily be distracted,
yeah,
but
I
wouldn't let that happen.
I have had moments where I would actually, what?
Speaking of
what,
distractions.
What, now
well,
what?
Know,
what,
you,
what?
Well, I know I'm not a guy, but I would think the thick of it for you guys is like, 90 seconds. So after that, you could be easily distracted.
Yeah.
So that's where I think.
Well, no. If it's on at the beginning, then it would be like, oh, turn that off. Many times I've said, hey, wait, let me turn that off.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yes. I've done that. Let me put
that's
that
good.
On mute.
That's
I've said that. But I mean, the thing is, you know, it's legit that you would get distracted by the TV. And you guys are looking at me like
that's
it's
right. You're taking all the romance. Good
night, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. About half both sexes say we're distracted during sex by
incidentally,
others.
Sorry, Buzz. Talk to Kurt from Fredericksburg and explain to him about BYOB. Okay. Don't want to handle it on the air. Thank you very much. Not in the mood. Okay? You tell him, okay, Mom? Thank you.
Not in the mood.
Not in the mood.
Explain it to him.
Tell him the TV was on.
About
go do your chores.
About half.
Ooh, we got a break, sorry.
We will.
Okay.
About half both sexes say we're distracted during sex by other things, like life's everyday stresses and the stuff we still have to do. I say shame on us.
All
that's
right.
What I say.
I get distracted by the Xbox.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna talk to a guy that doesn't get distracted.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up in your Hollywood Buzz, a Cheech and Chong reunion. And in the final Buzz, how Paris Hilton impacts the presidential race.
Oh, boy, I know this one.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll talk to a guy that doesn't get distracted by anything. He's an animal, ladies and gentlemen. Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
Kiss frontman, entrepreneur, family jewel star. That's coming up next on The Big Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.